Hour of hour number two on this Thursday, June 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Tom and Karen Curtis, they raise their chickens. They have their eggs. They love them. Love our chickens. We even mix up our own food for them. What Clayton is talking about, it's called bloom on the eggs. But I do believe you have to wash them if you plan on selling them to the public. Your own consumption, yeah, they don't wash them, whatever, that's fine. Downstate Kim, haven't heard from her in a long time. She says, Randy, this is all about control. Control the food, you control the people. Plus, it's an election year. I imagine this should be fully ramped up shortly after the primaries in August, heading into the November election. No in-person voting on November 5th. Absentee ballots. Okay. Great news. Farmers Networking in Onaway. Love this. For your information, I'm building my hog herd so I can be the Cliff Tellini of pork. When I get there, I'm coming on board as a sponsor and will be a provider of fresh, great pork. I can't wait to get there. Looking forward to having you. John Palmer, great longtime family farmer there in Onaway. John, how long have you guys been farming in Onaway? Like forever? Love to have a great pork producer. We're going to have to talk about your bacon. Because I love my cured, thick, sliced bacon. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. Crisp bacon. I have a little bacon rack that I use in my microwave. I hang it, drain it. I get all the fat off of it, the grease off of it. I usually do 8 strips of bacon for usually about 11 minutes in the microwave on high. Comes out nice and crispy. I love crisp trucker bacon with no grease. And I'm allowed to eat it on my program with Missy. He says, yes, it's delicious. His pork, 40 years is how long he's been farming in Onaway. John, I will sell out every pig you produce. And are you going to do the same way that Cliff Tellini does? You'll front the cost of raising, maturing the animals, take them to Ebel's, get them processed, already butchered, processed, vacuum sealed, flash frozen like a brick, and then be able to deliver them to people? Is that your plan? Because if that's your plan, brother, I'm your man. We will sell every pig you raise. Love it, love it, love it. Kim said, I've been listening. I've either been driving in the car or working out in the garden. Well, I got to tell you, I found a gardener in Antrim County. His name is Chuck out of Elk Rapids. I love my gardener. You guys remember I brought in, oh my God, what was it, 40, 50 yards of good screened topsoil? Got sick and tired of my grass, which cannot grow in the yard because of the trees. We don't get enough sun. I tried every kind of seed. I tried everything. Fertilizers didn't work. I said, screw it. So I buried the grass, 40, 50 yards, I think I brought it in. I had the guy spread it nice and smooth, and I planted these absolutely beautiful plants. I got Snow on the Mountain, Bishop Weed from Sherry and the girls over there in Onaway, periwinkle in the front where the sun comes in really good and strong. We had our first purple flowers this year, just planted them last year, and he's in there weeding them out, thinning them out for us, turning on the sprinklers this week when it gets to be 96 on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Long range forecast. Well, the sprinklers are finally firing up. Well, that reminds me, I got a couple heads I got to replace. I got a couple heads that are leaking. My irrigation guy flagged them for me. I got to replace 2 heads. Things to do. Note to Randy. Get 2 sprinkler heads when you're in Traverse City on Friday. Got it. Dig them up with a shovel. Unscrew them. Put the new heads on. Adjust them. Get them working. Turn on the sprinklers, baby. It's coming. It's coming. Summer, finally here. I got to update that commercial for Royal Tire and Petoskey, too. Man, I'm so busy. God, I wish I could clone myself. You guys and Vicky would hate it, but I would love it. One guy to do my honeydews, one guy to do the commercials, one guy to do the business, one guy to put up the signs, knock on doors. I talked to a couple last night in Antrim County. I got to share this with you guys. I didn't go to the ERG meeting because I wasn't allowed to ask any questions of the sheriffs. So I put on my work clothes, my sign clothes. I'm Vicky Sign Grunt. I met this couple in Antrim County, just east of Bel Air. They had a sheriff candidate that we like here in Antrim, Matt Mulladar. He's the undersheriff in Otsego right now, but he lives in Antrim and he's running for sheriff against the appointed sheriff, Kevin Hoke. I saw a Mulladar sign there, and they had 2 American flags. You know, the small ones on wooden sticks. Well, they're actually a little bigger, but they're on wooden sticks on both sides of his sign. And I looked at this yard, and I got to tell you, this couple, they got to be retired because they have the absolute best manicured yard in Antrim County, bar none. I'm talking even the millionaires' houses on Torch Lake. These people got them beat by far. Every blade of grass, perfectly cut, cross cut. He diamond cuts the grass. They edge the grass, the sod, up against the asphalt driveway. They've got, let's see, 7 flower beds throughout the yard and up against the house. Not one weed in the flower beds. All kinds of flowers, all kinds of ferns, all kinds of plants. Unbelievable house. I walked up, knocked on the door, stood back on the sidewalk. Yeah, can I help you? Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about my wife coming out of retirement to run for county clerk here in Antrim County. The current clerk, Cheryl Guy, you know, the one that screwed up the 2020 elections? Well, she's retiring. And my wife, with her business experience, is coming out of retirement and going to clean up the qualified voter files. We're going to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live in our county, lock them down, and that's the only people who will be voting in our county starting in 2026. Can I count on your support and your vote for? Absolutely. You got a card? You bet. Here's the card for you. Here's one for your wife. Here's a few for your friends. Tell everybody. And oh, by the way, can I put up a yard sign? He said, absolutely. Right next door to Matt Mulladar for sheriff. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And by the way, can I tell you something? He said, yeah. I said, you guys have the best, nicest, prettiest manicured yard in all of Antrim County. His wife came running from the living room because I was tucking the dog at the door. She comes running to the door, and she said, thank you for recognizing that. I said, you know what? This yard does not take care of itself. Pride of ownership and the way that you guys maintain this, unbelievable. No problem giving you acknowledgement. You're the best yard in Antrim. And man, you should have seen the beam, the smile on her face. She was so proud that somebody recognized her hard work. Great lady, great couple. They're voting for Vicky and telling all their friends. You want to get elected, folks? Knock on doors. And it's amazing, the main road frontage homes in your communities know all the people that live in the subdivisions. You want to knock on doors and subs? That's fine. We don't have any. Our houses are like a quarter of a mile apart. We got a few subs, Bel Air, Mancelona, couple small little pockets, but most of them, Elk Rapids, but most of them, you got to drive. And the people in the subs got to drive on the main roads to get to the stores, go to work. So just sharing some political strategy with you guys. Vicky's newspaper ads start on June 20th, right before the absentee ballots. And we're sending a mailer out this Friday. All 6,413 voting, most likely voting Republicans in the August 6th primary are getting a mailer from Miss Vicky. I'm going to read it in the next segment. Just so you know who I'm married to, and you know that I definitely married up. Her resume is on the mailer. She got a little letter, Dear Antrim County Resident. And then on the back is her business card to clean up the qualified voter files and to restore election integrity in Antrim County. And we were at a family reunion a few years ago with Vicky, her sisters, her aunts, and all of the extended family. We had a big family photo taken. And on the bottom it says, My family, I'm running to serve your family. And all the kids, the grandkids, and a few great-grandbabies at the time were there. We had a great day. It was fantastic. Our daughter Chantel put it on. It was fantastic. But this is the kind of messaging I think you guys need to get out, knock on doors, and to give to people. If you're running for a countywide office, or maybe even county commissioner, maybe even school board, you got to get your message out. You got to talk to the people. Signs, ads in newspapers and mailers, and door knocking. That's if you truly want to serve your community. I just got over my poison ivy. Finished the steroid pills and the hydrocortisone cream. Man, that stuff is itchy. Now I'm wearing my gloves when I'm out there putting in the signs. Not going out with bare hands anymore. Vicky's resume and mailer to the Republicans of Antrim County. In other light news, John Davis will be on with us in the third hour. We're going to take a break. Final segment, hour two. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 818-8349.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Got some text messages to get to real quick before I read Vicky's mailer that's going out, her resume. Downstate Kim, can you send me a picture of the mailer? Would love to see it. Yeah, I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it to you. Rod Wheeler, running for Lake County Commissioner. Yeah, you definitely married up, laugh out loud. He says, but don't worry, that's okay because so did I. Oh, you brown dozer. You are sucking up to Tracy so bad. This is Vicky's resume that's on her mailer. This is a letter to Antrim County residents. 6,413 Republicans will be getting this on Monday. This coming Monday, June 17th. They're going out on Friday. Dear Antrim County resident, my name is Victoria Bishop. I have been a resident of Antrim County for 13 years. I love where I live. Recent elections have left me with many questions, and I believe many of you may have the same questions. I'm bringing my business expertise to clean up the qualified voter files, QVF, in parentheses, to restore election integrity here in Antrim County. I have a college degree in business administration with minors in finance and accounting. Beginning my career as a private contractor for two Fortune 500 companies as an administrator in the home health care field. In 1988, that was 4 years after we got married, I became a mortgage broker and opened American Finance Corporation. She had a bald eagle as her logo. As one of the first mortgage brokers in Michigan back in 1988, I held a real estate broker's license and also an insurance license. Currently, I am one of just two women in the state of Michigan to own and operate a radio station. I've been elected as precinct delegate for Antrim County Republican Party in the past six elections. I held the post of Republican Election Board of Canvassers, certifying two elections in 2016 and 2018. Additionally, I've been certified as an election inspector by the current clerk and worked the 9 days of early voting in our most recent presidential primary election. Last line before the close. Out of all the candidates running for this office, the Democrats, folks, just so you know, they put up four Democrats to run against Vicky as Republicans. We have five Republican candidates for county clerk. Out of all the candidates running for this office, I'm the only one to have been endorsed by the Antrim County Republican Party. I would be honored to serve as your Antrim County clerk. Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk candidate, vote August 6, 2024. Her cell text number, 231-360-5125. And her email, acclerk vbishop@gmail.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Victoria Bishop, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. You know, the thing of it is, what we're hoping is that people will just take the time to read this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraph resume, bio of her qualifications. Brett Gooding read it. You know what he said? How in the heck did you get her to marry you? Amen, brother. Best thing I ever did in my entire life. But the point of the matter is, she's retired. This is all the stuff she's done. This is what she's still doing. Even retired, she owns the radio station. She files the FCC reports. She deals with the FCC attorneys. She deals with all the complaints that my show generates for her radio station. She oversees the invoicing and the paying of the bills. But guess what? She's finding time to run for office, to be a county clerk responsible for restoring election integrity in Antrim County. And the establishment moderate rhinos, they're Democrats here in Antrim that run as Republicans, the county commissioners, the sheriffs, they're all against her. Not one county commissioner and the current sheriff are supporting her to be the next clerk. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. If you go to Antrim County.org website, pull up county clerk. Look at the job descriptions, the responsibilities of our county clerk. Budget and payroll runs through the clerk's office. When Vicky filed to run, you know what they did? The county commissioners voted to take that responsibility away from the clerk and give it to the county administrator. Vicky's background is finance and accounting. She is the smartest person, or will be the smartest person in the building over there when it comes to numbers. And they've taken it away from her office. Well, when she gets sworn in, she's taking it back. What are they afraid of? That she's going to run the budget and payroll efficiently and make sure we don't have any waste, fraud, and abuse? We got them scared, folks. They are freaking out in Bel Air, Michigan. That's what my Bubba is doing to them. Sleepless nights in Bel Air. Final hour of today's show. Having some fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the